does.
Dude, I need to buy new razors. Don't talk shit about my face.
I was giving you
compliments. Oh, thank you. That I couldn't hear. I'm sorry. I love you. Yeah, no, don't say that. She knows the story. She knows the story. Get her off the line. We might have new callers calling in.
But, I need to get her. I'm getting her in here Friday, next Friday.
Okay, cool.
She's coming over and doing this.
So she doesn't have to call in. I'm stressed at home, dude. Yeah, it's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it out on you.
Why are you taking out on her?
She's easy.
Wow.
She's a punching bag.
Wow. She's really nice. She's very mean. Look, there's scratches on my hand still.
Ryan,
yesterday.
You're a little beta male when it comes to her sometimes.
Because I'm nice.
No, that's beta.
I'm a nice
it's
person.
It's the difference between being beta and nice. But I want to get back to what I was saying. My foster care idea, I used to be really against it.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
Why?
I want my kids to look like me, Ryan.
What is wrong with you?
I'm so fucking cute, bro.
What? What? Racist white garbage.
What is that supposed to
have
mean?
You come
I
up
I
with?
I didn't mean like, oh, they have to be white. I didn't say that. I said I want them to look like me.
Yeah, I know, but it's like.
Thank you. Our secretary just took
yeah,
my
but
side.
He's saying he didn't like the idea of.
I want my kids to look like me.
He didn't
so I don't
like.
Adopt them.
He did. Why is this sticky? He didn't like the idea of fostering children.
Why?
Because they wouldn't look like him.
I want my kids to look like me. What's
and
wrong with
so
that?
I said, wow, you racist.
I didn't say they had to be white. They could
boy,
be...
you're a basic white boy.
And I have a thing for Asian women. What if I had a baby of an Asian woman, he would come out white and Asian?
Well, possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But still.
There's a chance. Because it's like with Zoe, like, they all... Dude, I gotta blur that now.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize we were recording the camera, too, bro. I, like, scratched up my nose earlier.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing is being... Oh, you're so far off.
I'm looking...
You're in the camera, but you're, like,
well,
look at you.
I'm back, bro. I want to lean in the chair. I want to lean in the chair.
Well, then, here, let me...
But,
I want to edit the camera, but I think it'll mess it up. So.
Whatever.
I'll just leave it. You're just really far off shot, and I'm, like, dead center. Here, I could do this.
My lack of professionality. But... Oh, well, if you don't want to be our secretary of Milan, then quit. I hear you complaining. You said you hate your
Let's
job.
Let's see if that helped.
Yeah, then don't be our secretary anymore.
Yeah, it worked a little bit. Let me just scoot it back. Yeah, that worked.
Oh, yeah. It's community service hours. You criminal.
I'm a criminal?
Yeah. Oh,
that's a
okay,
lot better.
Okay, now it's getting really gay over here.
There we go. That's a lot better.
Okay. I scratched my nuts. But,
Thanks. You didn't have to say it. No one could probably see it.
I'm a good narrator.
I trim off the bottom pretty decently.
But,
How old is, let's see. So, with the adopting
thing. So, I was... Yeah. But I'm also for it because I don't want my kids to inherit all my fucked up genetics.
Yeah, you are...
I'm a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. You guys are, like... I don't know how, but...
Dyslexic?
Yeah.
Super skinny. I have arthritis, 2 heart conditions. Arthritis can lead to other medical conditions. I shouldn't be on the earth.
How do I... Yeah, I know. If natural selection was still a true thing...
If I was 100 years
you
born,
would be
100
dead.
Years older, or 100 years beforehand...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made it.
Like 1920s?
Yeah.
No.
My hole in my heart would have killed me first before I got anything else. But, So I'm also scared of that.
Well,
after watching
that
movie,
I would be working in a factory in 1920s. I mean, I'm illiterate essentially.
Technically, you still work in a factory because our building used to be a factory building.
Yeah, I do.
But but now more after watching this, I'm like, okay, no, I'm having
we
a
couldn't hear
kids.
You.
I didn't hear anything you said. Milan, if you said something.
Did you say something?
No, we're not kicking you out of the studio. No, go to your office. Go back
Jesus
to the bathroom.
Jesus Christ! Don't forget your painting.
Are you kicking me out of the house?
No, I'm just saying if you're leaving. He's got my phone.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be back. I looked up how to adopt a child.
Well, we could adopt. If we want to go adopt a high schooler.
Oh, we could.
Let's go adopt a high school
A kid
senior.
That's 17?
Yeah, let's go
we adopt a 17-year-old.
Let's go adopt a 17-year-old.
And we're like, okay, we're going to ruin the rest of your life.
And be like, all right, so I'm stuck with you for 6 more months. That's when your birthday is, right?
Yep.
Back on the streets.
Yep.
I'm getting to this temporary living. I got community service hours. I got to pay off for drinking too much.
I just realized you could adopt your girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend, but yeah.
She's your girlfriend.
No, I commented on that, but yeah.
She's your girlfriend.
Yeah, pretty much, honestly.
Okay.
But,
You guys, are you allowed to talk to other people? Like, in a romantic matter?
No.
You're dating.
No, it's exclusive working on each other.
No, it's not. That's called dating.
Point is,
everyone's working on everyone's self. That's called dating.
I definitely need to work on myself.
You grow together. That's the whole point. You guys just clash and just boom. Okay, why are you trying to save this sinking ship?
Because there were jewels in the
Titanic. No,
no. There was treasure on the Titanic and that ship went down.
It's very minute, okay? It's like...
Don't use big words.
You could just...
I can't keep up, Ryan.
You could literally, man, find a different ship. Like, come on.
I didn't name this ship. Or I didn't name the other ships, I mean.
Dude, this ship is sinking. You need to get rid of it.
Well, I can put some duct tape over
there. No, it is far past that. It is Titanic snapped in half. Levels of broken.
But like I said, there were still jewels in the Titanic.
Let someone else try to dig it up. Don't let it be you.
I'm waiting 90 years.
Don't let it be you.
And I'll go make a movie about it.
No! I'll go back on. As it, everybody says, the door was big enough. It could have had both of you.
See, yeah, our door is big enough. But point is, I'm more open to adopting a kid after watching that movie.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I love you. Oh, not him.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm Chat You Betcha. Welcome back to our newscast.
Tell Zoe that...
My partner, Doug Dibidon.
Huh? Oh. Zoe, in the small room in the house, I'm gonna pad that whole place with soundproofing stuff. You know what small room? The tiny room behind the closet. Yes, I was not. I was just gonna do it. I'm gonna do it anyway. Because I want to do this in there. Well, it's going to ruin the walls, and then she's got to fix them.
She's not physically here for a reason.
She's coming Friday.
Yes, we can wait then.
And then I guess you're coming Friday. I'm going to record every Friday with you, probably.
I mean, it's whatever. I don't care. I just don't want to be annoyed by my phone.
Well, it's just trying to get as many people on here as I can. I can't really hear you that well.
I put a curtain up. It's okay.
Wow.
Back in his office. All right. Where the fuck were we? Talking about adopting kids.
We were adopting kids. We were talking about...
No, I was going to go somewhere else with the kid thing.
I was talking about adopting your girlfriend, and then we got onto this whole Sarah thing.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about
how, like, you're dating.
I forgot I was going with the adopting thing. There was another thing, place I was going with that. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Juan, you could have adopted us.
You could have.
Yeah, you could have adopted us, bro. You can marry daddy.
Mm-hmm. You're older. You could have adopted us when we were 16.
Why are you having, you're regretting your decision? You should have, like.
You should have? Definitely going to.
He would loved it.
Yeah, you would have. We're great human beings.
I would call you dad. I'll call you dad.
I would have called you Big Papa. That's why I wouldn't adopt
you.
There you
See,
go.
See, okay, so you want me to call you daddy, but if he calls you Big Papa, it's off the table?
Yeah, that's the bit. That's the whole joke.
And daddy's not any better?
Yeah, daddy's not... Daddy's better.
Oh, from me? Oh. Okay.
Wow, he just wants you. Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah, that's right.
Like that old guy in the bathroom.
I'm eye candy.
Just wanted you.
Bro, okay, so Milan.
He got raped.
No, I almost got raped. Almost got molested. So one time at work.
Yes, again.
I'm eye candy, bro. I'm hot. Like I said, I want my kids to look like me.
I don't see it. Like,
I'm cute. I'm cute as fuck. You just don't want
it.
I
don't see it.
You're just not gay. You're just.
Do you see it?
Yeah, gay men love me, bro. I'm sorry. I'm talking to you. She's on the phone still?
Does Zoe see it? Zoe's seen Ryan.
Well, no, I didn't realize. No, because I looked at your phone. I thought it was your Ryan's phone.
No, my phone's next to his ear.
But, at the bathroom, I've told the story. This story does not have the same touch it used to.
No.
But, because it's been so long. So, I went to go pee or some shit.
How to molest someone.
And this old dude. Oh, my God. Don't Google that. You're going to be on a list. But, this dude came in. Older man. Like grandpa age, came in, stood right behind me, two urinals, didn't do anything. In his defense, the other urinal was a tiny urinal, and he probably would have pissed on his legs, because he was about my height. So he starts talking to me while I'm pissing, and I'm like kind of like whatever about it. And then I start washing my hands, and he starts like looking at me through. Or I don't think he actually pisses. I think he acts like he pissed, and like, or if he did, it was really quick. Came up behind me in the.
Well, he's an old man. He might have had to pee, and then got there and just been like, nope, don't have to anymore.
Just evaporated.
Yeah, and just. Be like, it's over.
But so
did them a pants.
He's looking at me through the mirror. I'm washing my hands. We only have one mirror in this bathroom, keep in mind. So I can see him through the mirror staring at me. Like through the mirror. asking me all these questions. I'm still in high school at this point, asking me like what school I go to, how old I was, like where I'm from, and stuff like that. And my
now, mind you, I've worked there for 2 years straight, and this has never happened to me.
Because I am just, I can't
even. I guess he is. I mean, he gets hit on at work.
I get hit on by gay men all the time.
Well, I mean, like.
Who's hitting on me at work? What the fuck?
No. I mean, in the whole span that you've worked there, you have been hit on bussing tables more than I have.
Wait, hold the fuck up. When the fuck was this?
From, like, customers.
Like, old ladies thinking I'm cute and sweet.
No, I thought it was some other people. I thought it was some teenagers one time.
Oh, I knew them. That's different.
Oh.
I knew them personally.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, 100%. I admit that doesn't count. I was 100% that I knew them. But, so the old man, I answered honestly all these dudes' questions.
Like
a dumbass.
Yeah, like you do, because you're a sweet little.
Well,
because
I didn't think I was about to get fucking raped. And I should have lied. I didn't tell him my exact address or anything like that. I said around here and he asked me.
You should have been like, I go to River Bluff.
I should have, yeah. I should have been like, yeah. He's like, what school do you go to? I'm like, well, you know what? I'm like, fuck, I should have said my class again. And then,
just a mess with
and
him.
Then he just got really like close to me. He didn't touch me, but he was like,
and then he started breathing.
Yeah, I could hear him breathe for sure. He got super uncomfortable. And I washed my hands quickly, didn't even dry, and ran back to the kitchen. And I'm like, dude. I almost got like touched, I think, or some shit.
Oh yeah.
I'm like,
we were laughing our asses.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck
are
you talking about now?
Yeah,
and then I convinced.
Well, because it's you, and you always overreact.
Oh no, I will
give
you. I do overreact.
Yeah,
and it's usually funny. But
then,
after a while, you guys were like, wait, he might be serious. Where is this guy at? And we look he's not in the bathroom anymore. He's gone. Looked in the restaurant, fucking just vanished. So either I imagine shit and I'm going crazy.
I remember that. Yeah, we were like, he's not fucking real.
Yeah, and this guy just vanished. So I haven't seen him since. Or at least I haven't recognized him since. But, huh?
He'll tell you again.
But, so that was my creepy molester experience. And I don't want to relive it. Ryan, have you ever been almost molested before?
No, never.
Damn, you need to get out more.
No one's ever.
You haven't really lived.
I don't know what it is. Like, maybe it's because they think they can actually, like, take advantage of
easy.
You. Yeah. Because, like, they see you and they're like, I can hold him down.
Fair enough.
Like, I'm a 94-year-old man. I think I could actually beat him up.
I'm pretty fast, though. I'll outmaneuver him.
I'm pretty fast, though.
Yeah, I am pretty fast, though.
I'm
like,
pretty speedy,
yeah,
you know?
He swings his arm down to grope me, and I'm just...
You know who beat the rabbit and the...
And the hare?
The hare
and the tortoise.
And the tortoise?
Yeah.
Me. You know, I beat both of them.
Yeah, they had no fucking clue, man. I smoked them.
They didn't even know I was racing. I showed up 10 minutes late, and I...
I still won.
And I still won. That's why I'm not in the book.
Oh, okay, so you know I have a Pac-Man machine in my house now?
Of course you do, okay.
Oh, I not tell you about that? I got
no.
That. Oh, yeah, well, I finally got that for Christmas.
Oh, you guys do? Like,
yeah,
the, like
the one
the...
from Walmart?
Oh, yes, I want one.
Yeah, we got one.
Wait,
of those...
what? Is that Zoe? Was that Zoe? Who
yeah,
was
Ryan's
that?
Being very unprofessional right now.
Yes, he is. Hey, Zoe.
I want you out of here. This is my podcast now.
No, it's not. This is all mine.
But,
except
so
for the table.
We got fuck you. You don't have anything about this table. But, about... So, we got Pac-Man last Christmas. And
oh, I want to get one, but I want Street Fighter.
That's what I wanted our family to get.
Yes,
I
but they don't have that one at Walmart. That's a pre-order right now.
I
follow the company that makes it. It's Arcade One is what it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, no, it is. That's what they have on our Pac-Man machine. They have Mortal Kombat, though. I want that. That's something
oh, you
game.
Can reprogram it and just put up as many games as you want
I
on
figured,
them.
But I don't, I'm not ballsy enough to touch it because I think it was expensive.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay for it.
You can look it up on YouTube, and you put, like, a Raspberry Pi in them, and,
You put food? Is it a bakery now?
No, it's a...
It's a fancy easy bake oven.
It's a mini computer.
Oh, okay.
See, look.
But, my dad has a high score on it, and we bought a whiteboard to keep all our scores. I beat my high score today. I was playing with my older brother. I was teaching him how to do it and stuff like that, because he kind of sucks at Pac-Man, but now he's getting better. And,
Our internet just cut out for some reason. It doesn't affect anything
good
else.
Thing
but...
we're not streaming, though.
Yeah, we're not streaming. We're just recording.
But, so, I was teaching him how
see,
to do
it looks like
shit.
That. You can put one of those in those computers, and you can put like an SD card, and
games on it.
And it you can have as
well,
any
my,
game that you want.
Well, my game has, our machine only has one joystick, so I couldn't put like a multiplayer game.
Really. Yeah, that's why you gotta buy the Mortal Kombat one.
Yeah, because it has like four seats.
Yeah, and it has well.
Oh no,
Ninja Turtles one. But you buy the Mortal Kombat one, and then you can put Street Fighter and everything on it, and it already has the buttons set up.
That'd be dope. But
anyway, keep going.
Excuse me, this coffee gave me like the hiccups and the burps. But
Arcade 1-Up.
Yeah, so I taught him how to play and stuff like that, and we were writing down the scores, and I finally gave him a score on the whiteboard we bought for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got really close to being my dad's high score is like 48,000 mm-hmm. something. I got like the 38.
Oh, when I move out, I'm getting the Street Fighter one. By
oh, 100%. Yeah. Well, you gotta buy the little stand because they're short.
Yeah, I know.
It's $40 for a stand. We don't have a stand yet.
Oh, I'm getting a stand. Well, you can buy it with the stand already.
But we looked up the world record because I'm like, yeah, I wonder what the world record is. For one, in one life, it's 3,333,000 something, something, something. One life of Pac-Man.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this guy had all three lives, didn't lose a single one until that point. And I'm like, bro, this guy must have sat there for hours. How the fuck do you do that?
You just remember the patterns. My dad's memorized. Well,
you know, my dad remembers. Okay, first day we plugged this in, he's like, these aren't the same patterns in the 80s. First thing my dad said.
I think my dad remembered the first three pages.
This is what matters the most after that, because that's when you're in the really high numbers and you get the first three.
Yeah, my dad remembered. I think it's the first three pages, but to be fair, he's a nerd. So.
My mom has Pac-Man, or play because it came with Pac-Man and Pac-Man Plus, and my mom plays Pac-Man Plus. That's more fast-paced. I got my brother to play Pac-Man Plus, and he was like, what the fuck is this? This is so much more difficult. And shit like that. Our secretary's letting our fan go.
I don't know what's going on over there.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. They just got the pre-orders for Street Fighter, or X-Men versus Street Fighter just came out.
Like Capcom? Or... Capcom? Wait, what the fuck's called?
I don't know. It just says X-Men versus Street Fighter cabinet.
Dude, they put the greatest showman's on Disney now.
They have Big Buck Hunter. Like the gun game?
Oh, that's cool.
They sell that.
Oh, dude, okay, so we went to Frankie's yesterday.
Yeah.
Me and my siblings. So originally wait, that no, I told my Texas friends about this.
Dude, they have Star Wars.
That looks pretty cool.
With the seat and everything.
So, I told my Texas friends about this earlier today. So, yesterday me and a friend were supposed to go to You can guess the friend, I bet.
Final Fighter's good, too.
But we were supposed to go to Charlotte to go do some artsy stuff.
Okay.
And my mom invited my fucking brother.
So she invited him...
Without asking me.
...to your thing.
Yes. And I was like, Mom...
How old is he?
He's 29.
Okay. He can ask on his own if he wants to go.
Well, not even that. I'm like, bro...
I'm just saying, if he's closer to your age, it's like he might be a little bit more, hesitant to ask.
If he's closer to my age, I wouldn't give him a shit. I would've invited him. But I would've been... I'm like, Mom... She didn't know who I was going with. And I'm like, you really think he's going to get along with me and my stoner friends?
Yeah.
Like my stoner college friends? He's an adult. He pays his own bills. He has a fucking degree. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's an adult, bro. He's not going to... But I didn't just get here, Milan. I'm sorry. I keep talking outside of... I keep breaking the fourth wall.
See, the Street Fighter cabinet isn't here yet.
That looks dope,
though. I haven't notified me.
Oh,
when...
my God. You really want this shit.
Yes. I love Street Fighter. I have it on the Nintendo Switch.
That's pretty dope.
So is he going?
No, this happened. This is supposed to happen yesterday. So
he didn't go?
No, well, I didn't go either. So what happens, we're eating, lunch or whatever, and he's like, so you going to Charlotte and stuff like that? And I was like, oh, no, we changed the plans. I didn't want to tell him I changed it because of him. I'm like, yeah, the weather didn't look like the best up there and stuff like that. So I was like, but I was thinking you, me, and I threw my sister in there. Like, Rachel can go to, Frankie's. And stuff like, cause I've taken him to Frankie's before.
Yeah.
Last time he was here, 2 years ago, and he of course, he didn't remember it, but it was whatever. So we played mini golf. I got my ass kicked, but I came in second place. My brother's an asshole though about it. You see, every time my little sister made a shot, he's like, "Oh, it's perfect. That was great." And I do the exact same. That fucking sucked. And I was like, "What the fuck, Dylan? You're helping her, but you're giving me shit, bro."
Yeah.
And then he got a hole in one, cocky ass motherfucker. And then he beat me in ski. Dude, he kicked my ass in everything. Beat my ass in skee ball.
Yeah.
I beat his ass in fuck. Actually, no, I did. Throw it back. He beat my ass in basketball, shooting the hoops.
Yeah.
Except for the big one. I fucking nailed the big one. A really big one. Because I have a good jumper. And he kicked my ass in air hockey. Kicked my sister's ass in air hockey. We played. They have a VR game at Frankie's now.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've been there. They've had it for a year.
They've had it for a minute. I've never played it though.
I think I went there last year, and they had it, or they were setting it up, or something.
I played it, and it was actually really fun. And the only problem was that they tether.
Yeah.
Everything, and I kept getting snagged.
You're hooked in a little square.
Well, it wasn't even that.
I think it's actually the Oculus too.
No, it is.
Or is it the Vibe? Or Street Fighter, or X-Men versus Street Fighter just came out.
Like Capcom or. Capcan? Wait, what the fuck's called?
I don't know. It just says X-Men versus Street Fighter cabinet.
Dude, they put the greatest dude, they have
big
Disney
buck,
now.
They have Big Buck Hunter. Like the gun game?
Oh, that's cool.
They sell that.
Oh, dude, okay, so we went to Frankie's yesterday?
Yeah.
Me and my siblings. So originally Wait, that no, I told my text friends about this.
Dude, they have Star Wars.
That looks pretty
with
cool.
With the seat and everything.
So I told my text friends about this earlier today. So yesterday, me and a friend were supposed to go to, you can guess the friend, I bet.
Final Fighter's good too.
But we were supposed to go to Charlotte to go do some artsy stuff.
Okay.
And we and my mom invited my fucking brother. Like, yeah.
So she invited him
without asking me
to your thing.
Yes. And I was like, Mom,
how old is he?
He's 29.
Okay, he can ask on his own if he wants to
go.
Well,
not even that. I'm like, bro,
I'm just saying if he's closer to your age, it's like he might be a little bit more, like, hesitant to ask.
If he's closer to my age, I wouldn't give him a shit. I would have invited him. But I would have been, I'm like, Mom. She didn't know who I was going with. And I'm like, you really think he's going to get along with me and my stoner friends?
Yeah.
Like my stoner college friends? He's an adult. He pays his own bills. He has a fucking degree. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's an adult, bro. He's not going to... But I didn't just get here, Milan. I'm sorry, I keep talking outside of... I keep breaking the fourth
See,
wall.
See, the Street Fighter cabinet isn't here yet.
That looks dope, though.
I have it notify me.
Oh
when...
my god, you really want this shit.
Yes. I love Street Fighter. I have it on the Nintendo Switch.
That's pretty dope.
So is he going?
No, this happened. This is supposed to happen yesterday. So,
instead, so he didn't go?
No, well, I didn't go either. So
oh.
What happened is, like, we're eating, like, lunch or whatever, and he's like, so you're going to Charlotte and stuff like that? And I was like, oh, no, we changed the plans. I didn't want to tell him I changed it because of him. I'm like, yeah, the weather didn't look like the best up there and stuff like that. So I was like, but I was thinking you, me, and I threw my sister in there. Like, Rachel can go to, like, Frankie's and stuff. Because I've taken him to Frankie's before.
Yeah.
Last time he was here, like, 2 years ago. And he, of course, he didn't remember it, but it was whatever. So we played mini golf. I got my ass kicked, but I came in second place. My brother's an asshole, though, about it. See, every time my little sister made a shot, he's like, oh, that's perfect. That was great. And I do, like, the exact same thing. Like, that fucking sucked. And I was like, what the fuck, Dylan? You're helping her, but you're giving me shit, bro.
Yeah.
And then he got a hole-in-one, cocky-ass motherfucker. And then, he beat me in ski. Dude, he kicked my ass in everything. Beat my ass in ski ball.
Yeah.
I beat his ass actually, no, I did throw it back. He beat my ass in basketball, shooting the hoops.
Yeah.
Except for the big one. I fucking nailed the big one. A really big one, because I have a good jumper. And he kicked my ass in air hockey. Kicked my sister's ass in air hockey. We played they have a VR game at Frankie's now.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've been there like in the, they've had it for like a year.
They've had it for a minute. I've never played it though.
I think I went there last year and they had it or they were setting it up or something.
I played it and it was actually really fun. The only problem was is that they tether
your
thing and I kept getting snagged.
You're like hooked in a little square.
Well, it wasn't even that. Like,
I think it's actually the Oculus too.
No, it is.
Or is it the Vibe? I
no,
can't remember.
No, it's the Oculus.
Okay, yeah.
And it comes with a gun.
Oh, okay.
But it's just an Oculus controller play. Like, you know how you get the Wii remote?
I
want to
get
gun?
The... Dude, Okay, people are always hating on me because I have the first Oculus. And, like, I tell people and they're like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I have a VR set. And they're like, oh, which one do you have? And I'm like, Oculus? And they're like, oh, do you have the newest one? And I'm like, no, I have the first one.
The finger grips? Or...
Yeah. I have the original Oculus.
No, there's one where it's like, you can move your fingers.
Yeah, I know. That's the new one.
I forgot what it's called.
But... people always hate on me about it. It's like, I can't remember.
They're like, well, bitch, do you have an Oculus?
Yeah, and they don't have anything, and they're always hating on me because I don't have the newest one.
They can't use you the way they want to, Ryan.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have $1,000 every year to just hash out for a new VR set that I already have that works perfectly fine. But I can get the controllers, and it works with my headset.
Yeah, but
for $270.
The headset shouldn't matter. The only difference between the headsets would be like... the definition.
Yeah, visually-wise. But I'm not running it at the highest resolution because my computer can't run at the highest resolution anyway.
I've used your VR set, and it's not even bad.
Yeah, it works perfectly fine because the VR games aren't even, like...
Unless you're... they're not well-polished.
Yeah, they're not, like, 8K, like, full-fledged
they're not
games.
Triple, they're not triple-A titles.
Yeah, they're not, like... Yeah.
They,
I mean, I could get a few games that are, like...
They're not going to look triple-A, though.
Well,
regardless...
Yeah, no, they're not gonna look like
they're not gonna look like The Last of Us or anything like that.
Yeah, but they have what game was it? Resident Evil. They have that on there.
Borderlands has one, I know.
Yeah.
COD has a couple, but they're not that good. I know that much. I'm more like kind of just.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay, but yeah, so we played the Oculus Rift. My sister's first time doing it. She loved it. I thought it was fun. I had the high score in that. Kicked everyone's ass in that. I told Rachel. I'm like, yeah, I can ask Ryan if you want. You can try it sometime. And then she was like, okay. And then my brother is like, yeah, I've used the head of VR set before. I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, from my phone. And I'm like, that's not the same thing, Dylan. I'm like, Dylan, you don't know what you're missing out on. Yeah. So I did really good on that. Honestly, yeah. Oh, I've used the phone one, too. First time I got...
Just the hand part. Like, just being able to see your hands.
Oh, you used the phone one. You can't even really see your hands at all. Yeah.
I mean, it's like just that one aspect of seeing your hands. Completely changes the whole
thing. Oh, yeah. Seeing your hands completely makes it different. Well, the only time I've used it before, like on the phone, was my first time getting drunk with my friends in Texas. on the 4th of July, like 4 years ago, 3 years ago. I was a sophomore in high school, I think. I don't remember how long ago this was. But, and my only experience, it was a really shitty VR set. And the only thing I did is I was super drunk for the first time. I looked myself in the mirror and stared at myself for like 5 minutes. And eventually I found the headset. And I just plugged it in. Or I didn't plug it in, but I pulled up like VR porn and just put that on. And I only whiskey dick, so nothing happened. But I was just like fascinated by it. But it like didn't fit my phone right. So it kept like flopping up and down. And shit like that. It was so bad. But it was a fun experience. I was like, fuck, I need to get one of these. Because I'm missing out on some general and certain things. Not just the porn, but... So Frankie's Fun Park is like the major arcade around here. And they, I was surprised to find out they were open, like, in general. Because I saw on Snapchat and stuff like that some people go in there. And I'm like, what the fuck, they're open? It's like, I'm like, I guess they can keep it arcade kind of clean. I guess they can have a limit that many people come in. And when we went, it was fucking empty. Then, like... There weren't that many employees there to begin with, because they knew there weren't that many people, I guess. And it was just empty. Like on a normal day, it would have like maybe four times as many people who were there. And there weren't that many people there to begin with. So I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I need to come back here more often now. So we did mini golf, got my ass kicked and that, talked about that. I'm like, I think mini golf's the only thing that's open. Apparently the batting cages were open. Didn't touch them though because I didn't want to. As we were leaving, we saw the golf carts or the go-karts are open, and I just didn't know yet. I'm sorry, me and Derry looks more secretary. I was surprised to see the go-karts open, and I was like, that's fucking weird, because they have to wipe down every go-kart, then I bet they have a limit on who could do it. I'm gonna throw a little sore now. Stop looking at me like that, please. I'm trying to focus right now. I don't need a boner. I'm joking. So we did that. We ski walk my ass kicked. Air hockey, everything. And they have a 3D kind of VR, kind of not interactive, like indoor roller coaster simulator. That was really fun. I've done it like maybe twice before, but that wasn't open. At laser tag, that was open. But besides, like me and my siblings, who else was gonna do it? And even then, I'm like, how clean could they get these fucking laser tag things? They had the Oculus Rift stuff clean, but there's only four, so that was why. And then at the end of the trip, are you okay, buddy? He's coming back and he stabbed his toe. Stubbed his toe.
On the camera, so I'm sure that shook a bunch.
So at the end of the trip or whatever. Oh, wait, they have this Kung Fu Panda game. And it's like three like bongos on both sides.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like kind of like
I've seen it.
Kind of like Fruit Ninja. You gotta punch each one. Yeah. And you got the thing. So I did this with Sarah, because me and her have gone to a couple dates there. And she would get one side and I get the other. And if you hit 30 of them within 20 seconds, you get 500 tickets.
And we can do that. Two people?
Yeah, no, exactly. Because it gets hard. Sometimes it doesn't register because the thing has been hit so many times.
Yeah.
So you just gotta be on top. You gotta fucking punch the shit out of it. And you just gotta be fast. So me and Sarah maybe got 1,500 tickets just from that. And then like all the other times we fucked up, probably like another 500. So me and her, I got a fuck ton of tickets from that. And I got my sister to do it while my brother was in the bathroom. And then me and Dylan did it. And we never got 500 tickets. We were really close. And then, we kept doing that, so at the end of the trip, we checked the tickets because we looked at the prizes, and I had 1,800 tickets on my fucking card.
Jesus.
I know, and I'm like, alright, this is not just from this trip.
Dude, we gotta get that Xbox, or...
Dude, no, I looked, and they have a Switch.
Oh!
Yeah, no, they didn't have them on display, but they had a little, like, card of all their big...
Yeah.
Apple Watch, AirPods, Switch...
Oh!
And a couple other things, and then when we're looking at some of the other prizes for 8,000...
I feel like their small stuff is fake.
What do you mean?
Like the AirPods or something? Mm-hmm. I feel like they could, like, jip you and give you, like, really good fake ones.
Yeah, I bet they probably could be like, okay, my tickets back.
Yeah, and you'd be like, I just spent $100
equivalent
on like fake AirPods. Because it's like when you pick headphones out of like the claw machine or something, and it's like,
they're like shitty.
Yeah.
Well, me and Dylan were like,
because it's just a picture of them. It's not like the actual box.
Well,
of them.
They used to have consoles and shit like that.
Yeah, they did. And yeah,
it was not even there. I mean, like in the giant claw machines. I told Dylan about that, and he's like, wait, really? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, so I think we should go. Try to do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, if we had dad, sure, because my dad's a fucking whiz at the claw machines. He always wins them. And then we looked and they didn't have any, like...
Yeah, I think they took that out.
All they have is giant pillows, which are still cool.
But yeah, they're still fun to get.
But so we're looking at some of the prizes, and they just had one for 8,000.
They're easier to get.
8,000 tickets was just a wooden box that said Frankie's. I don't know what the fuck was in the box.
Dude, you get Frankie's.
Yeah, it's the deed.
You get the whole place, yeah.
Well, no, it looks like an instrument case almost, but it's just all wooden. And he's like, oh, do you get a fucking piccolo or a flute or some shit?
Dude, we should try to get it.
No. Fuck that.
We need to get. We need to get it.
Every penny is worth a ticket, right? So that's like $80 because 8,000 tickets.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, it's not worth it. And then after a while, we're like, yeah, we should keep playing so we get the Switch. And I'm like, Dylan, you know how much money I had to put on this fucking card? I'm like, keep in mind, Dylan, all you paid for is drinks.
Yeah.
I paid for all the games so far, which I don't mind doing. But I'm like, I'm not grinding.
Yeah.
For fucking, I saw you look at me, gay man. When I said grinding. But I'm not grinding like $1,000 or so for like 42,000 tickets.
Yeah.
Just to get a fucking.
But
Switch,
if we all split it up,
that'd be different.
And then it's like, okay, we all just spent $50 on tickets.
Yeah.
If we do the game and we get 500, if we get good at it.
Okay, so I put $50 on the card. And we spent like almost 30.
Here.
Because it was $9 a person to do the mini golf.
Yeah.
So I blew most of it off of that. And then we just played games. And we earned tickets on all the games, I'm pretty sure, except for like maybe one. And then the VR, I put more money on because we were a couple of bucks short. And then that was it. Mine has paint on it because how old my card is.
I keep getting a new one every time I go.
I don't. I've been really
Because I always forget.
Them.
Well, because I always forget I have one in here. I think that one has a few tickets on it. I can't remember. I'd have to check.
But
we had them all because I had a bunch of them.
You can put all of them on one.
And
card,
I just transferred it all onto one.
So that place is cool. I love Frankie's.
Yeah.
I wanted so me and my brother last time I was here. We were gonna go to Dave and Buster's, but it was like the week before they opened. So we did. So I need to try for Dave and Buster's. I remember he asked me too, and like, what if this place like isn't open or the policy's kind of like weird and the mask thing? I mean, just go to Dave and Buster's down the street, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been to Dave and Buster's, and you have, so we'll see how it is. And he's like, well, which one do you think is gonna be better? I'm like, probably Frankie's, because Dave and Buster's is part of the mall, and that building's not that big, or at least that part of the building is not that big. Because I've been in it, but I've never actually like been in it, you know.
Yeah, I've never been in Dave and Buster's.
No, you and me went in with Janet one time.
Oh yeah, and we just walked around.
Well, yeah, we just walked in.
We got a bunch of weird stairs. When we walked in.
Because we were loitering.
I guess, yeah. But it's like...
If we had our own play card, that'd be different. Because it would have been obvious, like, we're there to play.
Yeah, but it was like...
We were there for, like, 10 minutes and we didn't do anything.
Yeah. But it was like... It's like, all the employees were staring at us. And it's like, we're just trying to figure this out. Because it's like...
I'm just looking.
Because I know you sell... I know they sell alcohol there. For the adults and stuff.
It's a gaming bar. That's what it is, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's like...
Oh,
God, that sounds weird.
Where I am.
Your voice, yeah.
I'm putting it on the other side.
Oh, thank God. I was like, do not put it on around the microphone. That would be so weird.
Yeah, no, I'm going to set up for it now. So, but I know I sound way different now. I can hear it.
Yeah.
But it's whatever.
Because you're not as close to it. Hang on, let me pick you up here. Scoot you.
The mic smells good. That's a weird thing to say.
Milan's been rubbing his beard on it all day.
Damn, bro. You're most really, like...
Dude,
I need to go buy Randy today. Do you want to go buy some later? Okay, we'll see that.
With your 64 cents?
I'm not buying you a razor.
And I was like, dude, if you want to go to Starbucks, take the $4 out. And he's like, I'm not touching it.
I mean, it's good.
How much do you have?
For saving?
Yeah.
Don't answer that. Huh? Don't answer that. Okay. Yeah, because we're recording and stuff like that. Like, don't say that out loud. Yeah, don't talk.
What does that matter?
Are you going to bleep it out? You want to go back and edit?
What does it matter?
You want to go back and edit?
What does it matter? Who knows how much you have?
X amount of money? Oh, math problem now. We're dyslexic. All right, so just pull out the whiteboard.
What does it matter? Who knows how much he has?
Are you cool with that?
It's not like they know his information.
He shook his head no.
What does it matter how much they know?
Well, Ryan, you'd be surprised how easy it is to break into someone's life. All the little information.
Because they know how much money he has?
Now they know how much he's worth. He's fucking a pillow. He stopped. He did
the little Doge pillow. What does it matter? I don't know how much.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that like TikTok or of that guy? And he was like, "Yeah, my roommate's a Redditor, and he uses the weird slang about his dog." And he's like, "Oh, is this your Doge?
Is this your Doge?
Is this your Doge? Epic pupper!"
Oh my God,
like,
no!
Like, guess what my favorite dog breed is? And he's like, "What? And like Shih Tzu?"
Oh my God,
that's my best pupper. And shit like that. And then he's like, yeah, he says the same thing over and over again. And he's like, hey, I just Venmo'd you this month's rent. And he's like, oh, thank you for the gold, kind stranger. And he's like, yeah, I know. You say that every month. And shit like that. And he's like,
I know. You say it every month.
And one of the other roommates is like, yeah, he keeps throwing these weird arrow things at me. Like, he's like, you know, you're upvote and ready.
Yeah.
And he sees him doing the dishes. He's like, oh. It's like, awkwardly throws the arrow. And he's like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, good job, some shit like that. It's some Redditor thing.
Big PP. You have big PP.
Pretty much is what he said. And the guy wears a fedora.
Of course he does. Oh, like I hate those videos. There's a dude on TikTok that does those videos.
Like pretending to be one of those.
Yes.
Kids.
And
there's two kids like that. Like
kids. There's a redhead one.
Yeah,
right?
I don't like the redhead one. Oh. I don't like either of them, honestly.
Yeah, and then there's a brown haired guy.
Yeah, they both piss me off because I know people like that.
Oh my god, I hate them. And then I like it when they put captions on it, and it's like
POV of you getting lunch. Like, it's Wednesday, my dudes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude,
oh, wicked boss, bro.
Yeah, like, oh, epic bro moment. Yeah, shit like that. I'm like, dude, I knew kids like this in high school, and I dislike this.
Oh,
it hits too close to home.
I got tuna. You got a cookie again?
What's up, Jessica?
What's up, Jessica? Did you do the math homework?
Oh, reflective Charizard. Just shit like that. Talking about Pokemon.
Jesus
cards?
Christ. Like, what? I don't know why people watch him.
Yeah. Naruto runs.
Are you vaping in the bathroom? I'm gonna go tell the principal.
You POV for your instrument at home. What's up, Jessica? My instrument? Aw, crap.
I hate it so much.
It's really cringy. I know they're doing it on purpose to be cringy. I think what makes it worse is because I know people are like that.
The worst part was, okay, so...
Well, you could relate to it because you were those kids.
No, I was never... I knew those kids. I absolutely knew those kids. They were mostly band kids.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, a lot of them were band kids. But, so, like, I watched it, and then the next video, I was watching a bunch of them because I was like, oh, my God, this is awful. And I kept going. And then one of the videos on his TikTok, I have to look it up, but, like, it was him, like, working out in a park, and he put the caption on it, like, yeah, this is why you don't want to mess with,
the band kids.
And then he put his username for TikTok, and I was like, he did, like, 5 pull-ups, and his arms look the size of mine. No, I could mess with him. He did not look that great in shape.
Dude,
He's like the shape where it's like, yeah, you're toned because you're skinny. Like us.
Represent.
Yeah, we're toned because we're skinny, but we're not out there posting like, yeah, this is why you don't mess
with
us.
I don't have sponsorships on fucking Instagram.
This is why you don't mess with us. It's like, I'm not doing push-ups with no shirt on in a park, acting like I'm a weird guy.
I can never, even if I was like super muscular, I can never be confident enough to go do like outside workouts like that.
Yeah, no.
Unless I was like obviously with a trainer or some shit. It's like, oh yeah. This guy's like paying for his grind.
Yeah.
This guy's putting in the work. He's putting in the money.
Because then I'm doing it because I pay for it. I'm not doing it
And it's like, this is probably like the trainer probably picked the spot out for him. Like, it's probably a good spot for him like, to be training. Like, I should come here if anything.
Yeah.
But I'm not confident enough to do some shit like that. Not at all. I couldn't. That's like a... What the fuck was it?
We're an hour and 1 minute. I'm going to have to chop this in half and make it 2 episodes.
Yeah, do you want us to end it here then?
Yeah, we'll probably end it here.
Okay. This has been Chachi Betcha with his co-host, Dub Dibidome.
I don't know which one I am.
Keyword, this has been Chachi Betcha with his co-host.
You son of a bitch.
What, calling you the co-host?
Yes. Even though I do all the work.
Do you know who either of those people are?
No.
You don't know who Dub Dibidome is?
Why would I know who that is?
Milan, who's Dub Dibidome? Who's Dub Dibidome?
He's not good.
Close. Nickelodeon.
Oh.
You know this? Okay, describe what he looks like at least. If you can. Either of you.
Oh, he's from the Fairy Odd.
Yes, what does he look like though?
Oh!
Yeah, he has a big white hat.
Oh.
Yeah, you fake fan. And who's Chachi Betcha?
No, I definitely know.
I know you can't.
There
we go. All right. Oh. So get out of here. I want him to be my next episode.
Know,
you and me, Milan.
I don't know Fairly Odd Parents that well.
Really?
Wait, what is it?
Yes, Fairly Odd Parents.
Fairly Odd Parents. Okay.
Yeah, Timmy Turner show.
I say it wrong a lot of the time. So.
Well, that was one of my favorite shows, bro. I love that show. They apparently gave Timmy like I had to share his odd parents for some fucking reason. The show died after that.
It got really weird once he had
Once he had a baby, or not he, but the godparents had a baby.
Yeah.
It got really weird.
And then also, what was
one of my favorite pickup lines I've ever come up with is like, "Are you Fairly Odd Parents? Or if you're a fairy, then I'm Denzel Crocker. Cause I'm crazy about you."
That show really threw me off whenever.
No, yes, no,
I'm not gonna say anything to that because that was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, but still, it works.
What really threw me off with that show was when I found out that a woman did his voice.
Women do a lot of main characters.
I know. I didn't realize that. I was 7.
Good 2 point. Well,
my voice sounded like his.
Well, she did a lot of like.
She did. She did like all of Nickelodeon.
The majority of them. She must be
main character voices.
Money.
She is.
Patrick Starr's getting.
She doesn't even work anymore, and she's like 40 something.
Patrick Starr's getting.
She can still do the voices too.
Patrick's getting a spinoff, bro. You see that?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I got. Yeah, SpongeBob's dying. Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, what the fuck is it? Same universe. What the fuck's gonna happen? And the guy who made SpongeBob didn't want any spinoffs.
What, is Patrick just gonna, like, sit around? That's all he ever really does.
You know the episode where he's, like, a stay-at-home dad and they have that kid? They have, like, they take care of the show?
Yeah.
So that's the entire spinoff. It's just him. Oh, it's just him in his free time.
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
It's been fun. Chechu Betcha and the Crimson, the Negachin.
I know that one. I know that one.
Negachin?
Yeah.
Fabio.
Yeah.
Fabio.